Hello and welcome to another edition of The Debate. I'm Kavit Halfway. The focus of the battle against ISIL terrorists has been the Syrian city of Kobani, in which Turkey not only did not help the fight against the militant group, but has stopped Turkish Kurds from going into Syria to fight them. This is the U.S. has said that Turkey has allowed the use of their base to target ISIL and to train moderate opposition. Now, at the same time, Washington and its regional allies, like Saudi Arabia, have said that Kobani is just one community that will most likely fall to the ISIL, and that its fall is not a major concern for them. Well, in this edition of The Debate, we're going to discuss these events with our guests in order to try to make some sense of whether the U.S. and its allies are conducting a genuine fight against the ISIL, one in which Iran's leader has said is meant only to divide Muslims. Lots of dimensions towards this fight against ISIL. Let's find out what our guests think. Former CIA contractor Stephen Kelly joins us from Los Angeles. We have author and broadcaster Jonathan Fryer, who joins us from London. Gentlemen, welcome. Stephen Kelly, I would like to start with you first. Kobani being the focus recently, Turkey supposedly has allowed the U.S. to train the moderate Syrian terrorists on its soil, and also Turkey saying that it's okay for its base Incirlik to be used to conduct strikes against the ISIL. And then you have Turkey coming out saying that, no, we did not. We did not allow this. We did not announce this. But the U.S. has come out and said that Turkey has indeed said that. Confusion, what is going on here?
Yeah, well, you know, it seems for many, many years the Turks don't want to admit that the United States has been using their bases. It seems to be some sort of a denial type of thing going on, and clearly they do have access to one base, and they will have access to the southern major base very soon, we expect. And again, the denial will probably continue.
Well, Jonathan Fryer, let's talk about this really alarming piece of news that has come out in the past about 2 hours now, and that is the fact that Syria's UN ambassador, Bashar al-Jafari, he has come out saying that Turkey and Saudi Arabia have been directly involved in providing these terrorists with chemical weapons. We have video footage showing it's not 100% at this point substantiated, but bodies of some of the Kurdish fighters that have burns on them, no traces of blood, but just burns that are indicative of some use of chemical weapons against these Kurdish fighters. The laptop that was retrieved from a Tunisian who had joined the IS also showed that the IS were contemplating the use of chemical weapons. And of course, we can go back to Turkey in the sarin gas episode that happened in Syria, of which plane in a laboratory, the terrorists, had Turkish-made sarin gas that was being used on a rabbit. This is an alarming escalation, don't you think, if this is to be true?
It is indeed. Of course, we have to be careful not to necessarily take it completely at face value until there is real evidence. But it's very disconcerting, to say the least. The poor Peshmerga, the Kurdish fighters, are already having a bad enough time in Kobani trying to hold the town without the use of chemical or other internationally illegal weaponry. So it is a very serious development, but as I say, we can't know for sure exactly what the origin of those weapons is.
It's very interesting, Stephen Kelly, when I look at the way that the U.S. has come out and made some statements on the ISIL, perhaps as a former CIA contractor, you can tell us your thoughts. When you had Iraq for a whole year being demolished practically with daily bombings, over 7,000 civilians killed, and then just in the past 5 months or 6 months, the U.S. come out talking about the ISIL, said about 5,000 of them perhaps are in numbers, and then just about a month or so after that, that they said, no, we underestimated the ISIL. There are actually 30,000 of them in numbers, including an underestimation of their capabilities. Isn't that kind of odd, given the expansion or the type of intelligence that the U.S. has available to itself, to have underestimated ISIL in this degree?
Well, clearly we know from the NSA spying and the Snowden revelations that they certainly are able to intercept all these communications, so they can certainly track these people coming from all over the world into that conflict. But all right, my guest, your other guest here, it seemed to me that he was insinuating that Peshmerga or the Kurds were actually somehow the ones that would be using these chemical weapons, when we know that it is the ISIS and even possibly the Free Syrian Army that are the ones using the chemical weapons. I don't see the Kurds as receiving the chemical weapons from the Turks. Clearly the Turks would probably love to see Kobani fall. They've got ancient issues with that area being the kind of the center for their Kurdish resistance. So certainly it behooves the Turks to see that area be decimated, and then they can go in there and save the day and try to regain the peace process at home.
Jonathan Fryer, Philip Hammond was in Iraq just recently, the British Foreign Secretary. He, along with the United States, basically have this view that the coalition can only deliver the air support, but it can't really win the battle for Iraq and its forces. That to defeat the ISIL, he said that it's the Iraqi people, the security forces, and the government that need to basically take the lead. Why is it that they have that viewpoint on Iraq and not the same for Syria? Basically going to the question, why support the or fight the ISIL in Iraq but not in Syria?
Well, to be honest, they are now beginning to fight ISIL in Syria as well. There have been airstrikes, for example, US airstrikes on oil installations in Syria because ISIL was apparently earning huge sums of money by selling oil on the black market. And one of the things that Philip Hammond, the British Foreign Secretary, did agree today on his visit to Baghdad and to Erbil in the Kurdistan region was that British will train Peshmerga fighters to use some of the more heavier weapons that are now being sent there. But I think many of us who care deeply about the fate of that region and Kobani town itself are concerned that this is really very late in the day. More ought to have been done earlier on, including, as the program is making clear, of course, by the Turks, because their position seems to be very ambiguous.
Exactly. I'm going to come back with you, Stephen Kelly, about why the Turks are going against the Kurdish fighters, but yet you have the Kurdish Peshmerga forces that are fighting in Iraq. Where does that leave Turkey vis-a-vis the U.S.? But before I get an answer from you, let's first take a listen to some of the viewer comments as posted on our Facebook page.
ISIL is a decoy, a creation of America's CIA to destabilize the Arab nations. Because U.S.-led coalition airstrikes are not against ISIL, but they are used to pave way for ISIL's advance on both Syria and Iraq territories. Maybe because they are meant to win, why create something and or arm it and then only to destroy it afterwards? Because Iran is backing them up. Step back and let them kill each other. No one cares. Protect Israel. Because it is all a show, will they destroy their masterwork of terrorism where they invested millions of dollars to get rid of Assad? Of course not. Bolting the barn door after the horse has bolted. What's wrong? There's nothing wrong. It's as planned, and ISIL was made in the USA, supported by Israel. So what? ISIS and ISIL are not real Muslims. Muhammad would condemn what they do. USIL, JSIL, ISIL, ISIS, same agenda, same weapons, same breed of terrorists.
Just some of the viewer comments there. Well, Stephen Kelly, I proposed a question before this quick break here. You know, these are Kurdish Peshmerga forces. They're supposed to fight the ISIL in Iraq. But you have Turkey, who obviously is okay with the fact that you have the Turks falling in Kobani. Doesn't Turkey's stance hurt the way that U.S. has said, you know, it's the Peshmerga Kurds that should be fighting some of the ISIL terrorists there in Iraq? I mean, doesn't that go against the U.S. standpoint?
Yeah, everything about this conflict, with as well as all foreign policy, especially with the United States and the NATO forces, is completely Orwellian. Everything is incestuous, nothing makes sense, and it's completely backwards, and everything they say is complete opposite of what they're doing, and it seems to be in constant conflict. But one of the biggest issues here, at least it's something that people in America are seeing firsthand, and that is the dramatic drop in the oil prices here. We know that the ISIL forces are selling it for something like $40 a barrel when the average spot market is something like $93 a barrel, and I know Russia is selling it for $100 a barrel, so there's lots of objectives here. Obviously, somebody is making a lot of money. Turkey is certainly making a lot of money, and at the same time, they're doing this to hurt Russian gas sales, et cetera. So there's many, many motives here, and many players, and it's for Turkey to complain. I mean, they must be pocketing huge amounts of money along with Israel, transporting this stolen gasoline to the people and having all of this money, these profits, being funneled directly back into the pockets of ISIL. So the American public right now is substantially funding ISIL through the purchase of this stolen gas coming from Iraq as well as Syria.